Welcome the new chair of the FDP, Ross.
Thank you.
Ross Golden. We are going to start our deliberations on classification and measurement. Julia, are you going to tee off?
Yes, thank you. Good afternoon, everyone. Agenda paper 6, FSB memo 234, provides a brief background on the board's classification and measurement projects and sets out the plan for the joint redeliberations. This paper is for information purposes only, and there are no questions to the board. In January last year, the board decided to jointly deliberate selected aspects of the classification and measurement models for financial instruments with the objective to seek to reduce key differences. Those joint deliberations resulted in publication of the two separate exposure drafts. The respective comment periods on those exposure drafts have now ended. In May, the staff have presented to the board a summary of the feedback received on the ISB exposure draft. And in June, we presented an update on the ISB user outreach activities and a summary of the feedback received on the FSB proposals. The plan for joint redeliberations is based on the feedback received and also reflects different starting points of the boards. That is, the ISB only proposed limited amendments to the existing classification and measurement requirements in IFRS 9, and the FSB proposed a new comprehensive classification and measurement model for financial instruments. Therefore, some topics will need to be discussed jointly, and some topics will need to be discussed separately. Aspects of the solely principal and interest condition. That discussion will cover the objective of amortized cost measurement, the fundamental principle underlying the solely P&I condition, the meaning of principal, interest, and time value of money, and the application of the solely P&I condition to various instrument and features, for example, de minimis features, contingent features, and prepayment features. Also, at September meeting, we plan to start a discussion of the business model assessment. The business model discussion will cover the assessment of the business model in general, the articulation of the objectives for business models for classification categories. We will also ask the boards whether they would like to retain three classification measurement categories, whether they would like to improve and perhaps further align application guidance on determinant business model, and also whether you would like to reconfirm or reconsider selected aspects of reclassification proposals. At a subsequent meeting, the staff will also ask the boards whether they would like to confirm or reconsider selected aspects of the fair value option proposals. Finally, we will ask the boards to consider any interrelated issues that may arise in joint redeliberations. We will also ask the boards to consider some of the topics separately, for example, transition and disclosure requirements. For example, at this month's ISB only meeting, we will ask the ISB to consider transition requirements for the own credit provisions in IFRS 9 and also the mandatory effective date in IFRS 9. The staff anticipate that joint discussions and the ISB only discussions will be substantially complete by the end of this calendar year, and the FSB will continue to expeditiously consider the feedback on their proposals in this calendar year. With that, I open the floor for discussion.
Thank you, Julia. I look around to see if there are any questions or remarks to be made.
Let's go there.
Yes, Mark.
When you say that we'll discuss the objective at the September meeting of amortized cost, it's my understanding that we don't exactly have converged definitions of amortized cost.
Yes.
Is that part of what's going to get discussed in September, or is that not going to get discussed in September? I wouldn't have thought so.
No.
We're not discussing the definition of amortized cost.
No. Okay.
Yeah, but we'll talk more generally when amortized cost provides useful information.
Okay.
Thank you. Any more questions? Well, Julia, you were too clear, I am afraid.
Thank you very much.